We're back, Callum. Hello. We are back doing another up north adventure. So we're
part two.
So we're recording on from the last recording we just did.
Yeah.
Because you're in Italy at the moment, aren't you? Lounging on a beach somewhere.
Right now, yeah, off to Genova.
Yeah. So we're pre-recording this one before you fly away and scoff on some pasta and get even bigger.
I might have to pay for extra luggage.
You might have to. Yeah. But we're here again with our good friend Chris.
Hello. Right, Chris. Back again to dig myself in a hole of a career suicide.
That's what this is for. Because we're so talented, we need this crutch to make it, you know, a fair game against other actors.
Yeah.
You know? Because they can just go, yeah, I know he's a good actor, but look at this podcast, he's an arsehole. And then we can go, thank you very much. So, yeah.
Perfect trifecta here.
Perfect trifecta, yeah. So let's get started. If you want to talk about transfer deadline day, go nuts. I will sit and listen. Go on.
And I want to hear your opinions.
All right, go on then. All right, talk about transfer deadline day. Go ahead. No, I'm not against football. I just don't know it. So if you want to talk about it, I will happily sit here and just kind of comment on you.
What are your feelings on transfer deadline day,
man? I have no feelings on transfer deadline day.
How do you think?
You don't even know what day it is.
I didn't know what day it is. I sat and played Overwatch on transfer deadline day because life's too short.
Life's too short for transfer deadline day.
How did you celebrate Jim White Day?
Right, Jim White Day, I got up at 6:30 a.m. You know, it starts at 6 a.m.
The coverage. Early business.
But, you know, I thought I wanted to see what happened overnight, any developments that are happening. I sat in this very room, Sky Sports News on the telly, all day, that sat on, and Talk Sport on my laptop, and Twitter feed going off with all my local reporters, firing at the synapses. I had friends round later in the evening, had a few beers, like kept the final hour countdown. That's an exciting moment. When Jim Wright, like, go on, you have a massive love for Jim White.
I do. Oh no, it's what he represents. It's like Christmas and Jesus. You wouldn't have Christmas without Jesus. You wouldn't have Transfer Deadline Day without Jim White.
And the fact that it comes twice a year.
Yeah, and that's the best thing. Double the fun. We've got to wait till January, but you know, I'm willing.
I'm willing. That's an exciting time.
But it's the thrill of when you go, whoa, didn't even know they even wanted him all summer. Talk about him going there. Yep. Boom. Next thing you know, Robinho's gone to City over Chelsea. That was the best ever one.
See, my favourite one was, I can't remember the exact year, January transfer window, when Liverpool sold Torres. And we brought in Suarez and Andy Carroll on the same day. Like, all within 3 hours, that happened. Bang, bang. Granted, Andy Carroll, nothing to talk about there. But at the time, 35 million. creaming every Liverpool fan.
Yeah, Andy Carroll as well, though. When he's fit, he is brilliant. He never scores a shit goal. He looks like a donkey, but he never scores
a shit
goal.
He plays like a donkey. He runs around the pitch like a donkey.
Until
it's goal time. That neck on him,
yeah,
firing those headers in. Amelia, got something to say? You've been.
This is what I imagine I sound like when I talk about Pokemon. It's because you're like talking about transfer and trading them. Oh. Who's got better? Who's got worse? It's like, sounds like me talking about Pokemon. I was like, ooh. No, I don't. Like, this is what I save you from, listeners. This would be, if it was Chris and Callum, this is what this would be every single.
It wouldn't be exactly like this. It's just because it's a massive event we thought we should talk about.
Well, keep going. I'm interested.
It's one of the biggest events of the year. The biggest event of the year.
It's one of my.
It's,
my
it's not the big. Oh, it's, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's well, not the biggest event
a,
of the year.
To a lot of people, it's
okay. Comic Con for you. It's a deadline day for us.
I mean, I like for me.
Chris is a comic.
I'm a big Comic Con.
You're quite a good bridge between me and Callum. Yeah. You're quite a good bridge because you know comic books and you know football. But I think that's why the podcast works, because we don't know. We're just constantly at each other's necks all the time about stupid things and other matters.
I'm just causing any opposition and frail. I'm just breaking. I'm breaking down.
Breaking barriers.
Breaking barriers here.
He's the mitigator.
That's a good word. Good word.
We've had two good words today.
We have. I think every so often we show we have a bit of vocabulary. Every so often, like, say something, and it's like, that word sounds really. I've had to cut a few times because we'll say a word, it just sounds really out of place. Because we'll go for 20 minutes saying, like, you know, F this, F that, and then we'll go, like serendipity, and we're like, what the fuck? No one knows that. What, that has no place in this podcast.
I hate when some like people like, I'll be speaking to something, they'll use a big word, and I'm there going, oh, what the hell's that mean? It's like, I was privately educated. I bring so much shame to my family.
Yeah. But no, if you want to keep talking about transfer day, go on.
Right, Paul, have we got all that, or do you want more?
No, I just want to figure out what was your thought, Emilio, and some people I don't know, it was a very tense, not a lot actually happened at the end.
No, there was a lot of umming and ahhing.
A lot of umming and ahhing, a bit of domino effect.
The last hour I thought was a bit bland.
Yeah, not gonna lie.
Because you kind of expected with all the hype, right? There was a lot of, is he, won't he, where, and then nobody ended up, I mean, I think all the good stuff happened about midday, didn't it?
Yeah.
Bit of a shame. Well,
Ross Barkley coming in at the end was a massive one. For, you don't know.
you have big layman's terms for me.
Yep. Everton midfielder, attacking midfielder, Ross Barkley, one of the England prodigies, pretty much, but like he's been pretty much dying outside of Ronald Koeman's plans.
Well, you said he wanted to leave. You said he's not going to sign a new contract next year.
Yeah, he's not going to sign a new contract, and Ronald Koeman's like, he signed Skurdison, Rooney. So
basically,
like,
he's not going to get in the team.
He's not going to get in the team anyway.
Yeah, the champions want him.
So he's got a track for deadline day. Chelsea come in with a late bid, 35 million, I think the was the offer.
25 million was.
Alright, that was the offer that was accepted. He's gone down thinking, right, I'm going to make a stake for myself in the recent champions team. Goes in there for a medical. Halfway through,
I don't want to.
I don't want to play for you anymore. Actually, I've just realised I don't want to do
this. I don't want to play for Everton. I don't want to play for Chelsea. Do you want to play football, Ross?
And she goes, midway through the medical. Not like after. Like he hasn't signed.
Midway through.
Midway through, like, you know, doing the doctor's medical, like making sure the insurance stuff. He's like, you know what, I don't fancy it here. I'm going to fuck off back, finish out the end of my contract.
They gave him a prostate or something. Prostate exam. You know what? You go inside for Chelsea now. I'm like 24, not 40.
I'm just trying to think of what Pokemon to equate him to. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm like, is he, what? Oh, that's like, when I trade Charizards with people. Like, oh, it's horrible. You know, it's... No, I know enough. So I know enough about Spurs, obviously, being a Spurs fan. So like, obviously, I know we're at Wembley this year because I went to the Chelsea game.
Yeah.
And I know we haven't really bought. Have we bought a lot of players? I don't think we have we really?
No, not really. No, we've kept a lot of.
Because they struggle, because I think their squad is like all they can really do to improve their squad is squad players.
Yeah.
Because they're sat lands quality.
Yeah. So, you know, just back up.
Given their Wembley record, the only player I would have signed is probably Gary Barlow. Take that, have a better Wembley record than them.
All right, calm down.
To be fair, I'd take that life. My mum went to go see him. I'm thinking, that's something me and Smiles share. It's like a great fondness for
90s.
90s boy bands.
Shitty boy bands, yeah.
Not shitty boy bands.
Well, arguably.
Watch your mouth, your man.
Well, you know, just
Ronan Keating is a god to us.
Oh,
that man.
Ooh. Who?
Ronan Keating.
Which one's that? Is it Blue?
No, Boyzone. He made his name in his solo career.
Right, okay.
That Boyzone was good, but...
You know, the voice of a god, and he's just a dreamy man.
Oh, okay.
There's not many people...
If you say so, I mean...
Yeah. I mean, you should... Did you ever come to any of our karaoke nights?
I did. I kind of just proceeded to get very drunk. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the karaoke.
I remember. Yeah. I remember all too well.
We was in uni every Tuesday, and I would always sing Ronan, just because it's just a tribute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to go Ronan. We didn't really do it as much in the final.
I didn't go to karaoke because it was on Tuesday, wasn't it? I worked rugby on Wednesdays, and you get a lot of bother.
Yeah.
But our course in karaoke was kind of... I don't know what the word is, probably dreaded. Because our course used to rock up, get hammered, and then just like shout down the microphone every single time.
Hannah.
I was going to say any names. But yeah, we used to turn up and just shout.
I mean, I remember in first year, you go up there, it happened at every start of the year, like the musical theatre people.
They're just annoying, aren't they?
We're going to karaoke.
But they're just good. That's the problem.
No, but karaoke shouldn't be good. You should be shit and leathered.
You should. They go in there, but like they would overdo every single song. Yeah. Like they just like start riffing and falsettoing every single song. Like, you know,
like, stop sipping on your shandy, get a good drink in you, and sing some cheesy shit.
You should know the words to karaoke.
You shouldn't know the words.
Right. Apart from the odd classic, you know, an ABBA song or something, but would get the whole fucking
part. I love how this is the most passionate we've got the entire podcast over karaoke.
I'm a big fan of karaoke.
Karaoke should never be good. I hate it when good people do it.
But the thing is, they can't help it. They're just good.
It's not good. Like
They were just good. But we're just good.
Go fucking sing Adele.
Yeah.
To be fair, there was some weird, there was some odd choices every year.
If there's a time to glass someone, it's when they sing Adele at karaoke.
Every year would be the same. The MTs would come in, like they do the first couple of weeks, but then every other course would take over and just realise, no, fuck off. This is what you do, singing all day long. This is our time. This is we're allowing.
You say every other course, it was literally just you, I think. I don't think they weren't like, you know, chemistry students going, no, we're going to take back the karaoke bar. It's like, no.
I would shut them down. A lot of five, a lot of boys.
Most of them were in bed because they, you know, doing proper studies every day. We spend most of the time. We turn up, do like 6 hours of work and be like, oh, what a hard day. We've done all together 12 hours this week. Oh, we need to go to karaoke and relax. It's like, you know.
So just before we left, the rugby team we got in trouble because the Disney Society.
There's a Disney Society.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They said that we'd stolen one of their things. It's basically like a glittery wand. And it's like, it's one of those things where if that gets nicked, you just show you don't.
You don't admit to that, do you?
Yeah. It's like, oh, who's this?
Not mine.
We didn't, by the way.
Yeah, cool.
Because, well, to be honest, we didn't even know there was a Disney Society. We got like bother.
Well, this is the thing. You're at university, there's pretty much something for everyone. They're literally societies for everything, every kind of thing you can think of. And
a fucking Disney Society. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm still shocked by that.
Huh?
I mean, I like Disney films more than an X-Men. What?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
What do they do?
Watch Disney films. I'd say that's probably it. Watch Disney films.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, each their own.
Talk about feelings and all that.
I mean, do you know, yeah, to be fair, each your own. I mean, you know, I can't really talk.
Yeah, I love a Disney film.
No, it's Pixar now, isn't it? It was Disney. Disney were the top.
Well, Disney have come back a bit.
It was just they bought Pixar. So yeah. That's why. That's how Disney were failing. Disney were literally on the verge of like failing, weren't they? And then High School Musical saved them. And then from that they've kind of
Zach.
Zach Efron Island. But no, the High School Musical saved them, and then they've kind of built their way back up, and now they just buy everything. Like the reason they're making money now is they bought Marvel, they bought Star Wars, they bought Pixar.
They're doing pretty much every remake of every
game.
Maybe they'll buy my series.
Maybe. I mean, I don't think that's family. Your series is family friendly, Smile.
Yeah, not really.
I mean, it's probably the worst detritus a man can muster up.
Yeah, it's pretty foul, your script.
But
art imitates life. There you go.
Very good.
Thank you.
Good.
That's what I was looking for.
No, it is
not
good.
Imitating life. I was looking for very good.
We've got, it's a big cast, and everyone as soon as they read it said, "I love it." They've signed up straight away.
It is good, to be fair. I'll give you that.
So, you know, we're putting it down just because it hurts Smiles' ego.
Yeah. we need to keep it in check because otherwise it'd run rampant, Smiles' ego.
I do fuel him quite a lot.
You do.
It's getting large in his belly at this point, so I know you have to kind of keep it in check.
It's getting large. My ego's got a calorific content.
A jar of Oreos is almost gone. I've just noticed that was full this morning. You've gone for at least 4 packets there, mate.
Stop mocking me.
I was going to talk about something and distracted me. What's talking about?
Disney.
No, it was family friendly.
Oh, family friendly.
So family friendly. So more and more. So like, I don't know if you've seen this because I just think trying to think of a topic, and I thought, oh, this might be quite good. But a big thing that's happening at the moment is on YouTube. So all of a sudden now on YouTube, people are like, because the way YouTube's algorithms are the way YouTube's algorithms are working now is they're moving people away. Like, they're basically like putting unmonetizing videos that aren't like family friendly, that talk about like gore and stuff. And it's just an interesting thing to see now.
So like, a lot of people are not getting paid just because they've like, they say one word and the algorithm will pick it out, and like,
it's becoming a real problem. It's kind of like that. It's now getting to the point where everything feels like it has to be suitable for children, which isn't fair really, because the majority of the world isn't children. Like, they're past a certain age, you know, you're allowed to listen to swear words and all this other stuff, and it feels like now everything has to be sanitized in a way.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of it.
Like, a lot of kids I know, like, know so much more than I did at their age.
Oh, you're joking, yeah.
Yeah, so like, my little sister, like, what stuff she comes out with, it's awful. I'm like, I can't really say after.
Well, that was the thing, though. That's the big problem, because obviously you have the internet you can't really regulate the internet. You can, but it's incredibly difficult. So, like, for what happened in theatre and what happened in TV is that you kind of have all these rules get set up, and then all the creative people move on to the next thing. So when theatre got kind of regulated, people moved on to film and TV, and that's where all the interesting stuff was happening.
Yeah.
And now that film and TV is getting regulated, it's got regulated more, and everyone's on the internet.
Yeah.
And the main place everyone goes to is YouTube. YouTube is like the kind of hub. But now people are starting to regulate YouTube. So everyone knows the main reason they're like altering YouTube now is because they want the ad money. Because all these ad companies got annoyed that some of their videos were on ISIS, because ISIS put videos up. Yeah. And they were like, we don't want videos on ISIS, which is understandable.
Yeah.
But like, now they've regulated it so much, they've taken this opportunity, basically, to kind of strip anything that's not family friendly on YouTube.
A lot of creators aren't getting paid.
A lot of people aren't getting paid, it's a real problem, and it's like,
what people's livelihoods are now, gamer streamers.
Well, the thing is, I think...
Podcasters.
Podcasters, yeah.
I actually say, like, regulation, Scully, like, people who do radio, like, people would be on radio now just doing podcasts. Like, we listen to My Dad Wrote a Porno.
They would never get on radio.
That would never get on radio.
And it's literally like the most popular podcast out there, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's brilliant. But like, that's the problem. There's all these regulations, and you have these new mediums that people go into to kind of get away from that, be able to do actually what they want to do. And now they're being regulated again. But the thing, and I don't think it will really stop. I don't think you can stop it on the internet, but it definitely looks like the end of YouTube in a way, like a death of... It's killing itself in a way. But... So I like talking about YouTube now, because I'm a bit of a YouTube creator myself now, doing my little YouTube channel. So it's like important stuff. I'm like... I feel a bit bad, because I started YouTube, and then all of a sudden all these videos started coming in about it's the end of YouTube and there's no money on YouTube. And I was like, I've actually picked the worst time to get involved in this stuff and try and...
Yeah, it's like you say, like, it keeps spreading. It's not just like censorship. It's also like the actual creative minds that's moving. Like, they're all on TV, and then you got the sensationalist crap, like the Made in Chelsea stuff and whatnot.
Yeah,
that all got on there. So like people who make like the comedy shows and that's not going to be aired anymore. So they move to YouTube, make their shorts, like, and then all the vloggers start coming in. Like, they're more personalities. They're all coming through YouTube, and they're not the biggest watched things on there. Like, so not even like the game streamers now. That's all based on their personality, and then they do their vlogs from that. That's all it is. Like, KSI.
Yeah,
he's a big one now. Like, I do like his videos, but like, from watching the start, it was just a funny game of FIFA.
Well, that's what they are.
But now it is just like, he's doing all these sort of diss videos, and it's just pretty much that's his life. It's a sensationalist, you know, it's all done for the camera. And then everyone's moving off from that now, because like, all the creators of the short films, that's not getting the views, so they're like, they'll go to Vimeo or something. No.
Yeah.
It's just...
Well, there's kind of two things in that. The one thing is the personalities. Like, I don't think people realise this, but like, every so often they'll try and put a YouTuber on like TV or make a programme with them.
Yeah.
And they don't realise that they're not actors. Like, these people aren't actors. They're just literally them. Like, they may be a bit more animated, a bit more energetic, but it's literally, they're just being themselves.
Yeah.
They're not actors. So when they put them on a set, like, there's so many times you see it where you get a YouTuber and they're putting a film or they're putting something, and they're just awful, because they're not...
They don't have the.
They don't have the ability. They can't act because they're not acting. And I think people in like TV and stuff don't realise that. Oh, they're literally just being themselves. That's why people like it. Yeah, and that's why you can't take what they do and put it somewhere else because it's not they're not actually doing something. They're just recording.
That's a big thing now. Like they say, like a lot of things are based on your social media followings and how many people you can share.
Oh, it makes a huge impact.
I was watching. Forget her name. Who plays Sansa on Game of Thrones?
Sophie Turner.
Yeah, she just said like.
Nice input there, Callum.
Not wrong. she had an article saying, she goes, oh, she's a good actress on her own. Yeah. She went into an audition to get, the girl she went up against was loads better than her.
Mm.
She came out and she was honest about it. She goes, the only reason she got one of these parts is because she had a bigger social media following.
Yeah.
Like, just because more people knew her, that's why she got the part, not because of how good she was.
It makes a big, I mean, and that's what you see it all the time now. You see, like, if you think about it, some of these YouTubers, they have films. Like, they have TV series, and it's like, none of them are actors. None of them have had any training, none of them have shown, like, any kind of ability to act. But because they've got a big following, because there's a guaranteed audience there, it's like, yeah, we'll put them in a film.
Mm.
You know, why not?
I mean, like, it also does lead down to that. At the end of the day, the industry is a business.
Mm.
So, obviously, whoever Sophie Turner granted, she can act good. So, like, that's all right putting her in there. And the same with, like, the big Hollywood blockbusters, you know, you have the same faces because they sell tickets.
Mm.
That's what the stuff of the sort of the ethnicity diversity is coming in. You know, there's a lot of people saying, "Oh, he's Chinese and this source material," and they signed Leonardo DiCaprio and stuff like that. It's like, you know, what was the thing that Scarlett Johansson was in the
Ghost in the Shell? Yeah,
Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, all right. <It's> just,
females.
Just sitting there going,
list female actors.
When her nudes are leaked, that was a good day.
Oh, right, okay.
Carry on.
That's getting cut. Anyway.
You know, like, she's the biggest, like, box office draw female actress. So that's obviously why they brought her in,
you know,
for the Western audiences.
Yeah.
Even though that character, like, the character wasn't necessarily
written. One of the big things with anime is anime. They say anime should be Japanese because they're Japanese characters. Yeah. But you look at anime. Anime isn't. They're not like drawn Japanese. The whole way that anime is drawn is this kind of cross between the two.
Mm.
Like, as a fan, like, they don't draw. They don't draw Japanese. Like, some animes do, but most of the time it's this kind of weird in between of white people and Asian people. It's this kind of crossover, like, kind of animation style of person. And so you're allowed to do the trans. Like, I think, particularly because you're also changing the script completely. Like, there's no point remaking the same thing live action. You always want to add something to it and, you know, alter it a bit.
Yeah.
And particularly if you're moving it to a Western audience, it's like, you need to maybe make it more relatable to. So, like, I can watch something about Japan and I can understand it, but I find it more relatable if they're in America or in England, because I know the kind of, you know, I know the scenario there a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, there's stuff in Japanese anime which I find really weird, but most Japanese people would find perfectly normal. You know what I mean? There's a culture.
They've got things where you can buy used pants, mate. It's like everything.
No, I don't mean that. But I mean, like, the way, like, there's a big difference between anime and live action, and I think a lot of people, maybe people don't really understand. They want literally a shot for shot remake of the anime live action, and it's like, that doesn't work because there's stuff in that doesn't translate to TV.
There's a film, like, do you watch Attack on Titan?
I did, yeah. Love Attack on Titan.
Now, they made a live action version. That was for the Japanese audience.
Yeah.
The actual anime, I think it's for, like, in a set in, like, a Germanic.
Yeah.
They're all meant to be like these Germanic, and they're all kept in a wall, and there's like these titans that meant to try and get in.
Mm.
But when they made it for the Japanese live action, it was all Japanese cast.
Yeah, of course it is. Because, like, it makes sense.
It makes sense. And, like, that's for that audience. You know,
it's like Bollywood films. No one moans about Bollywood films that everyone in is Indian. It's because it's made for Indian audiences. Like, they don't sell it here. There are very few people. Like, I don't want to watch a Bollywood film. It's a lot of.
They're pretty fun, to be fair.
They are good. I'm
when
not
you get
that.
Gangsters, you go from, like, with a gun in their hand to doing a, you know, a musical dance hit.
That's what I mean. It's a very different style. It's a very different style of film, and it's like, you have there are going to be differences between the two. Like, you can't. A Bollywood film doesn't work here because we like our things to be slightly more kind of grounded in a way. Whereas that, it'll go from being a gangster film to a love story to a musical, and it just kind of switches all over the place. But no one's sitting there going, why aren't Bollywood films have more white people in them? Like, no one moans about that, do they?
No.
I mean, don't get me wrong, we need diversity is something you need to push, but yeah, at the same point, at a certain point as well, you have to realise there are times when you can, like, you know, alter a story and for a positive reason. Like, diversity is important if it, you know, when it should be, but not necessarily, oh, I don't know.
It's forced.
Yeah,
it's
forced. That's what I mean, it's forced.
I think it all comes down to the writers at the minute. Because at the minute, I do a bit of writing, Sparta does a bit of writing. I write from what I know.
Yeah.
So I can write that fine, but I couldn't necessarily write like a blaxploitation film.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't think I have the right to write something like that because I know nothing about it. So, but it's then give it that there are a lot of writers from that area.
Mm.
You know, black writers, there's brilliant ones out there, but it's then giving them the platform because they would.
I think as well, it's something that the reason the industry is like so similar and everything's the same is because originally, when you first had all these films come out, there was a guy at the top who basically said, "Here's some money, make what you want to make." And he was like, "If I make money back, good. If I don't make money, I'm not going to do it again." And that was how the industry was for a while. And then you have all these people like coming up who are like creative people and who want to get involved and think they know how to do it and think they know how it should be done. And so now the studio is this kind of bunch of people who think they know what they're doing. And they get a writer and they say, right, we want you in to write the script, but we're going to basically control how it works. So we know what we're doing. You're just there to kind of fuel our thing and keep us going.
Hence why, going back to my one, I wrote the script, Chris. Chris, do everything. I ain't got time to think of surnames.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate you so much. But I want you to do so well.
But yeah.
Otherwise you keep calling me every day.
Yeah, you know, I think it's all a bit. I mean, you have to let people make what they want to make in a way.
Yeah.
I always think that, and we talked about Doctor Who in one of the other episodes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, like, yeah. The thing I said with this is with interpretations, there's a kind of a few things you can do with it. You either do an interpretation and don't change anything, in which case, why bother doing it? You do an interpretation and you change too much, in which case it's something completely new and you can't compare it to the same thing. Or you do a perfect interpretation where it has enough and it has enough in it, but it's also got enough different to make it worthwhile. That middle section, that kind of perfect thing, is incredibly hard to do.
Yeah.
And very few people do it. Most people go for the extremes. They either go for not enough or too much. And you kind of have to know the difference. And when you look at an interpretation, if it's not enough, then it's going to be okay. It's probably going to be very average. If it's too much, you can't really say, oh, well, it's not this. Because at that point, it isn't this anymore. You have to look at it as something new.
I think there's a big point. Like, whether you were doing an interpretation of something, you know, that, like, unless it's detrimental to the character, for James Bond, like, I don't think you can change the character too much. He's written as a gentleman spy in all the books and everything, so like, obviously, right, well, he can be,
he's a white middle class Brit.
Well, like, for me, like, it's Idris Elba, I thought he could have done it,
yeah, but part of the thing is, he'd be brilliant because I love Luther, but since I think, I don't know, like James Bond, if
I think black and white would work. You can change the colour of the actor for James Bond.
Because as long as he has the same sensibility.
As long as he's still got the same British kind of heritage to him. As long as he's like British, it doesn't matter what colour he is. The gender thing that I don't think you can change James Bond's gender.
Yeah, Janet Bond.
I mean, more importantly, if you're going to do it, why not just write something new that's interesting?
Like, make something new.
Like, you can do something far more interesting if you just say, I want to do something like James Bond, a female spy, right? It's far more interesting, far more, you know, than just
Blonders has come out, and I think that's a brilliant, like, with Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Fit.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's a great jumping on point, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, instead of taking these well-known things and then splitting the fan base of them by completely twisting it and turning it, write something new, because that's what we're desperately, we're always complaining about these new spin-offs, these sequels.
Yeah.
Like, we just got to give those new writers a chance. Like, the same with the female Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Some say it was awful, some say it was alright, but that broke a lot of people. It just did. Because, like, why not make something else new?
Yeah, well, I think the thing with that was, it really was, that was the further end, that was something completely different. But they were trying to latch onto it. And so whatever was happening was they were doing something completely new. But in order to get the audience in, they were like, it's Ghostbusters. And it's like, well, no, if you're going to make something completely different like that, and you know it's something completely different, don't try and, you know... Because all I'm thinking going into that is, this isn't going to be as good as the original. This isn't going to be as good as the original.
And it wasn't.
It wasn't. If that film had just come out, and they'd said, right, we're doing this film, it's based on Ghostbusters. And you go, okay, and you go see it. You go, that's an average movie. Like, it's not as bad, because you're not going into it thinking, what is this compared to the other thing? Mm. They try and use that nostalgia to get people into the cinema, but then it backfires because they don't do it justice.
But then again, I go back to it. It is a business thing. Like, I've just made these arguments, but then again, a lot of people did go watch it just because of the name recognition.
Mm. Well, I didn't watch it because of it. There we go.
Yeah, a lot of people did, though. It did get in the top. I don't know where it came in the box office, but
it did do well. But the thing with that is, I think bad things, controversial things pull in people, don't they?
Yeah.
That more people went to see that film, not because they wanted to see it, but because they wanted to see what the fuss was about.
Yeah.
And it's like, it does work in a way, but I don't know how many times you could replicate it. It's like a one-off trick.
Yeah, I don't think a sequel would work. There's 50 Shades of Grey. Like, the first one came out, there's everyone said it was awful, but lots of people flocked out to see it, just to see how bad it was, but also because of the name recognition brand of it. And then the second one came out, I think it took a nosedive, just because everyone expected the people who went to go watch the first one said, I've already seen what the fuss is about, it's awful, I'm not going to watch the second one.
Yeah. Well, I think,
And then there's obviously the people who do just name brand still, they still go and watch it. Still got.
Speaking of name brand.
Go on.
You sissed them shoes.
Oh, you want to talk about this?
God, I still can't get over it.
Okay, so we're completely changing topics.
That's a U-turn right there.
That's a U-turn. Do you know what that is? That's Callum getting bored of a conversation. Callum's not said a word for 20 minutes, all except for fit, and now he's like, I want to talk.
Well, no, his sister bought a pair of trainers. They're just trainers, basically, because they're Gucci. 400 smackaroonies.
400 quid for a pair of Gucci shoes, yeah.
Did a Bangladeshi person still make them?
Probably, I imagine so, yeah. I imagine it where they are, yeah. But it's obviously stupid. No one should pay £400 for a pair of shoes. But then again, it's what you like to do in it.
It's name brand. Okay, so the Yeezys, the Yeezy shoes. My brother buys fake ones. Yeah. They look exactly the same material. £10 he gets them for.
Yeah.
And they just look the same.
That's the thing.
People would pay £600-700.
Well, no. There is a quality thing, which is
obviously isn't obviously you're gonna make that a little bit better than a £10 shoe, but at the end of the day,
when they're yours is fake. You're a mong. You spent 800 quid more than me.
Well, no. So there is. I think there is a quality thing, which is obviously you do pay to get better quality stuff, but I think then there's that extra little thing at the end now where they go, oh, plus we put this brand on it, so you pay me double.
This is Kanye.
Because the quality is marginal. Lacoste polo, it's the same material as something you get in Primark. Only they've got that little crocodile on it.
Well, no, but
isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
Lacoste.
For university, so we have to wear a lot of trackies, black trackies and stuff. So have to kind of blend in. So at university, I bought Primark trackies. I thought, you know what, they're cheap. I can use them for things. Simple black trackies. They're all right. They're pretty good. I went and bought a pair of Nike trackies, a really nice Nike trackies. They're 100 times better.
And you get the odd, exception. Exception is the rule, that's the word
you're looking for. Tip of your tongue.
So I did the same. I've got a couple of Primani tracky bottoms, but then I thought I'd go up, I went straight to Sports Direct. That's their specialty.
Yeah.
I bought, and then those tracky bottoms, maybe about an extra £10 more, but I've got that bit more in quality. But that's only... I can't imagine anything more comfy than those. I've tried Nike ones. Fair enough. They're all in the same aisle. The same material. You can next to each other. Yeah. And I thought, I'm not going to spend an extra 50 quid on those just because it will tick on it.
Yeah, no. I mean, I
don't exercise, and I just sit in my house with my arms.
The problem is, it's what people, I think at the end of the day, like, yeah, there is the quality, and yeah, there's the brand, but I think it's what people like spending money on. It's like, I like spending money on video games. I probably spent more than my sister has on, like, video games, and like, doing the YouTube channel I do, like, the gaming stuff. Like, I spent money on capture software, on my laptop, on my microphone, on my setup. Like, I like spending money on that stuff, because that's the stuff I enjoy. If you like fashion and like shoes and stuff, it makes sense to me. But yeah, for Japan is absurd. I'll give you that.
And that one doesn't make sense.
That one doesn't make sense. Like, I don't really do fashion a lot. Like, most of the stuff I buy is kind of, as you can tell by my...
I'm about to say, look at you right now, and I ain't seen a fashion brand.
I'm not exactly a very fashionable person, but when I was...
You've got Converse is on.
I have got Converse on.
They're filthy.
They are filthy and tight.
They are well used.
But
you got your money out of them.
Yeah.
I did get my money's worth. But yeah, no, I was shopping for shoes, and I bought a pair of Supreme trainers for like £100. And that was like the only time I've ever spent a lot of money on shoes. I was like, do you know what? They're really nice. I like them a lot. I'm going to buy them. And even that, I thought, that's absurd. Like, why am I paying £100 for shoes? She spent £400 for a pair. Like, don't get me wrong.
And they are just white trainers, aren't they?
They are, no. I don't know if you know the Adidas trainers, like the white Adidas trainers with like the stripes down them.
Yeah.
They're those trainers, except the stripes are red and green. Okay. Red and green, and it's got a little like emblem on it. That's it. And they're £400.
Yeah, I've got a...
400. I am going to Amsterdam and Rome, all in, 170 quid.
Yeah, no, it is a lot of money for a pair of shoes. But, like I said, you know...
There's obviously a market, because she said she sells it on after, don't
Yeah, you? So like, a lot of people... So there is obviously a big market there, because a lot of people... They
just thicker people.
You know, well, no, but they buy the clothes from like, because they do special like events like drop. I think what they call like drop offs or whatever. But they buy these clothes, and there's only a limited amount. So once they're bought, they then go out and sell them on to people who weren't at the event. So there are a lot of really rich people who like the clothes, but don't want to get up at 6 a.m. to go and try and buy them. So what happens is you turn up to this event, you buy, you know, like £1,000 worth of clothes. And then you go online, you sell it to people who didn't want to go to the event but still want the clothes, and they pay you know extra for you having to go and get it. So normally you can buy the stuff you want, buy a little extra, sell the extra, and make your money back. So that's what they do a lot, and it's pretty.
You can do that.
Well, that's what I mean. If you can do it, it makes a lot of sense. But
yeah, I see the
Gucci shoes weren't like that. She just wanted to fork out money.
Yeah, I've got like a mate on Facebook. You know, like every day I see him buying these Adidas trainers, like the high end ones.
Yeah.
Like every day, I was like, oh, I bought these babies, these puppies. Like, you're thinking, what a dick. But like, you just see it has this whole wall of shoes he's never worn.
Yeah.
Or like, wears once. And like, I don't know how he get. Like, he doesn't look like he's a well off kid, maybe because he's bought all these shoes.
Well, there's a weird kind of differential. Like, if you look at people, right, there's all these little things that separate them all. There's a weird kind of divide in society, and you have people who have like 3 pairs of shoes and people who have 100 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
But there's a few people, there's a lot of people who have like literally smart shoes, casual shoes, another pair of casual shoes, and that's it. Like me, that's what I have.
Yeah.
And then you have other people who have like, you know, smart work shoes, smart out of work shoes, smart going to the park shoes, smart going to, they have like 50 pairs of shoes. And it's just this weird kind of divide, this random people that have tons of shoes.
Like different colour shoes for every outfit. I was gonna say, black shoes goes with everything.
Yeah.
The thing is, I've got a lot of shoes. I don't wear them, though, because I don't chuck them away. I've just got shoes that have got holes in them that I can't be asked to chuck away.
I have 3 pairs of shoes. I literally have only 3 pairs of shoes. It's like, I don't know why you need more pairs of shoes than that.
Yeah. Actually, I've still got shoes that have got holes in them, which I only wear now.
So. Yeah, my shoes at uni had a layer of black mastic underneath, didn't they?
I've got shoes that have got a hole in them, my walking boots, and some smart shoes. Yeah. Actually, I've got some brogues that I crack out every now and then.
I've got two pairs of cheap pants.
They're nice smart shoes.
I mean, it's the same thing with underwear as well, isn't it? I've only got 3 pairs of underwear. It's the same.
I'm joking, by the way.
I thought it'd be funny, but obviously.
Controversy. Where people spend like £20 on a pair of pants.
A good pair of pants. Like there's a company that does like antimicrobial pants and all this.
That's different.
Stuff.
That's science. Ooh. Shit.
They're lovely.
That's good. But yeah, I'd pair them as well.
Good. You're good on it.
But when people buy Top Man pants because they're £20.
I mean, I've got some Calvin Klein just because, like, when you first buy them, they're silky smooth and they cut you beautifully.
Yeah.
Well, no, like, they're the best pants, but the rest of them, like, you know, H&M.
I've got clubbing pants. So I've got Hugo Boss pants that I wear when I go clubbing because it looks cool. I bought one pack of Hugo.
Looking at your pants.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, no,
are just trying to get away.
Are you smiles?
Well, no, if you have some company later on, you know. If you pull down, you have your old wife fronts that have got stains down them. Look a bit of a dick. So I have pairs of pants, the Hugo Boss pants that I wear out, and I'm like,
"What are you doing in the men's toilets?"
Yeah, well, you know. That's a genuine thing I do. So I have like socks that I wear. Like if I'm going out somewhere nice, I wear a nice pair of socks. Whereas if I'm not, I go and wear a cheap pair of socks.
Yeah,
like, I have that kind of stuff. But
yeah, some nice soft black socks. Yeah, you're smart, cheap, that always helps it.
Yeah, so you think socks, they are good socks and good socks. Yeah. You need them.
I mean, I've got a whole range of them. I've got some walking socks.
Got to take care of your feet.
You've got to take care of your feet, you know. You're on blisters and you walk, especially.
No.
But, I was going to talk about something else about KSI thing, but we got off track on the diversity thing, so I was like, I'll leave it there. Just leave that alone. Because, you know, like, it's obviously he came back, didn't he, KSI? So he had that period where he went away and he kind of took a break from YouTube or whatever, really? Which is fine, understandable, because obviously like he's been doing it since he was what, like 12 or whatever. But he went, I'm gonna take a break, I'm gonna step back the way. So he went away from doing all this content that he used to do, all these kind of games and stuff and all this unique stuff that really made him famous. And he started doing his rapping again, which is fine, you know, he likes rapping and it's not bad, it's not my thing, but
yeah.
You know, people change and I just won't watch him as much as I used to. But what he does in between now is he seems to be influenced by all these like American vloggers. Like I don't know if you watch like Rice Gum and Jake Paul and.
I mean, I don't watch him.
No, I've heard
like you know I know their existence.
Well, yeah, no, I haven't, I never. So I don't watch them like as a channel. I'm not subscribed to them.
Yeah.
But every so like Jake Paul, obviously, he's all over the place at the moment in terms of news. So I watch his videos, and I notice the style of the video. It's this vlog style where basically. They want to make it 10 minutes because that's how you get the most ad revenue on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so what they do is they put a title about something they want to talk about and then they film the video. The first 7 minutes is just their day-to-day, just literally them screaming into camera while they do things. The last 3 minutes is what they want to talk about. And I was like, this style, and now we're looking at all these people that have been talked about and it's all the same style of videos. This really kind of lazy vlog where they do it exactly the same way. And then I was like, oh, okay, KSI is back. I watched KSI's video. He does exactly the same thing. It's kind of American, it's a very American style lazy vlog where they just basically record their day for 7 minutes and shout like, hey guys, hey everyone, here we are.
Come back for the next episode.
And then the biggest vloggers, the people who now at the moment are the biggest vloggers were never vloggers. They didn't start out as vloggers. Most of them were other channels that have now, rather than make the content they were making before, now just vlogging their day to day. And it's like, interesting to see that happen and wonder why it happened. Is it because they're being lazy, or is it because they're just fed up?
Yeah, because a lot of people call out for it. I don't know many, if very few people who just vlog, and then that people jump on that.
Cause yeah,
it doesn't really seem to be like a snowball effect, that type of content. You know, we've had a mate who started making vlogs.
Did we?
Who? Yeah,
don't
do I say?
No, don't say it.
Give us a clue.
No, say wait. Hold on. Say his name, and I'll bleep it out. Go on.
No. Give it. I want it to be a riddle.
Oh, a riddle. Go on.
A riddle.
Yeah.
I love these.
I'm not known for my riddles.
Well, no, just like riddle
me this.
Well, no. Yeah. Tell us something about him, and then we'll work out who it is.
Don't make it easy, though.
Yeah. So the audience don't know. I'm getting up, by the way, to get an Oreo because Callum's got the Oreos out.
Trying to read really slow so you can't hear it.
Yeah, I know you are. I can see. During that YouTube segment, Callum was creeping around trying to get the Oreos and put them down without anyone noticing. But yeah, go on.
He's old. Northern.
Does he like to sing?
Yes, he likes to sing.
I know. It's the grandpa, of course.
He's so old.
He's so old, mate.
Is he doing them?
Yeah, he's doing them.
Did he start that?
No, he did them. Or I think it was like in first or second year.
Really? Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, I'll find them.
We need to find them. We'll watch them after this. That's going to be good.
Oh, him! Oh! Yeah, it did! Oh, jeez.
Alright, okay. We know who you're talking about now.
I don't know if I...
Oh, no, I thought you meant the one who is nearly 40, not the one who is, like, being 40 from 14.
Alright, yeah. Yeah, no.
Oh, they were interesting.
The audience is hating us right now. They're going, "Who the hell are they talking about?" It's like, you don't need to know.
We are bastards, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. No, but what were you going to say about it? Just like,
he's obviously copied a style.
Yeah.
Of like,
American.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the keep cutting in between
the stuff that here on this side of the Atlantic. We don't have a tolerance for.
Yeah, it doesn't work very well, does it? But that's the thing. This is the thing with it. I don't... Like, there are people whose vlogs I do watch, but they're people who've done stuff. So I'm a big fan of Rooster Teeth. Like, Rooster Teeth is a company and a network, and they have this thing. And the guy, one of the founders of it has a vlog that he does now on the channel. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting because he's done something. Like, I watch his vlogs as supplementary content, like, I see all the stuff that he does and that this company does that I really like, and the vlogs are like, oh, this is how the guy did that, and it's really interesting to see someone that I admire talk about how the things they do day to day and how they get there. There's a difference though between that and watching someone just vlog for the sake of vlogging.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
There's a lot of stylized in these vlogs. I'll go back to...
Well, no, but there isn't. That's the thing. There isn't a personal style to it. It's very generic style.
No, stylized. Like,
ah, right, yeah. Sorry, okay. Different, okay. Like, sorry.
The camera's purposely put there. Got a nicer light on your beam. And then, like, key on. There's a...
His videos are all private.
Is that what you're Callum?
Oh, I think I did sort of... mention something to if he's listening by now, he should know. Every time, I don't know if he was there when we started blocking, as soon as someone would come out, I would instantly dislike it. and he was crying. He was like, so people just come out and dislike it straight away. I was like, someone's trying to hint in it, mate.
we want to point out, we do like the guy. Oh, we like the guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we like him.
But we're not just bullying him. But we do like him. I'm
I love you. Beep.
Beep, yeah. Same as his name. Yeah. But,
yeah.
You got any opinions on YouTube, Callum? You've been real silent.
I don't really do YouTube.
Yeah, I know you don't. I
like girls and football.
And he says this. Yeah. Every time I talk about anything, he always says, but I like girls. It's like, I'm not, like...
Well, no, it's like...
Don't talk about Tinder then. So well, no, that's your big...
That's your big thing, Tinder, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's a good subject.
Brilliant time waster.
Tinder.
Brilliant time waster. Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
I was one the other day that I saw, it was like... When they're like, full-time single mummy... No football, it's like, oh, so you're 18, you obviously had a good Roger in or 10. And you're like, oh no, I want more than the... Yeah, right, love you, give it how easy and sweet.
Jeez, alright, Callum. This is why we don't...
Sorry, it just annoys you because you see a lot of them.
No.
No, because like we said earlier, we're all like vlogging, watching them. It's people who aren't out the house.
I mean, to be fair, you don't like anything that's kind of mainly featured on YouTube, so you don't really like get video games. Like the one you play the most is FIFA,
Football Manager. Get it right.
Well, no, you play FIFA a lot as well, don't you? Or you used to.
I play it. No, it's more. I'll play FIFA the world.
But my point is like the video game you probably would watch if you had to watch one would be FIFA, wouldn't it? And you don't watch that because you're not interested in video gaming and that kind of stuff.
No, I'd rather play.
Yeah, and then you don't want to watch vlogs because, like I said, most of them are shit. There's very few things, like, you know.
And if anything, today has put me off them.
And they're awful. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I feel like you've saved me a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know. We've summarised a good bit of the...
Well, I mean, that's pretty much it. If you watch YouTube, you're mostly watching gaming stuff. Like, there's some comedy sketches and stuff, but normally, you know, you watch that stuff when it comes out, when the good one comes out. You don't, like, you know, sit there every day and just wait for comedy stuff. because that stuff takes time and effort.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
That's obviously probably another, going back to this, obviously probably it's a good way to get a lot of content out day after day, just thinking about.
Which I'm terrible for watching stuff. As in, like, it's a stupid reason, but I'm not the biggest fan of the theatre, because, like, it's it's like a, you've got to be here at this time.
Was this podcast meant to, like, encourage people to, like, to hire you?
Yeah.
Like, I hate theatre.
Oh, no, don't, I like being in it, but, you know, it's like, oh, like, if you're watching a film, you can stick it on at any time. But theatre, it's like, you've got to be here at this time.
Do you know what, I completely agree with you. I like being in theatre. I don't like watching it as much.
Yeah.
Wow, you're because terrible.
No, don't get me wrong. Theatre is great fun. And when you're there, it's great. The problem is, with me, and I think with you, maybe the same thing, is you like being up there more than watching it. Yeah. Like, there are some, like my sister.
I love acting more than watching it, but I still enjoy.
No, I enjoy it.
If I am there, I will probably enjoy it. Yeah. But it's the whole, like, I don't want to go at that time because, you know, there's this. Or it's like,
it just depresses me going to the theatre. Because I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, this is fantastic, but this is what I want to do. Because I'm not doing it at the moment, I'm like, I want to be up there.
I'm always inspired whenever I watch a piece of theatre or any film. That's probably my excuse for watching so many films in TV. I'm like,
and you know what?
I'm researching, Chris, I'm getting up.
That positive attitude is exactly why you're not a main on the podcast. It's this negative attitude that keeps the podcast going. This kind of bitter.
I hate these half full bastards.
Yeah, exactly. Look at him.
I'm so cheerful. Quite the optimist.
Plus, you're way too like, you know, together. You've got a house. You've got a job. You have got a job. You work at an agency.
I don't get paid.
Well, still, it's a job.
I work 2 days every 2 months at this agency. It's not.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever.
And I don't get paid. I pay half travel.
Right.
You can't be more together. He lives in an attic. I live in a shed.
Yeah, you're more together than the rest of us.
You own a home.
You own a home, Chris. You're sitting in it.
You have a lodger.
Yeah.
Oh wait, does the tax man know? Do we?
Tax man doesn't know, does he?
Please cut this.
Yeah, cut this. Definitely staying in.
Christopher Laudrum. Yeah. Not Christian.
What's your address, Chris? Landrum.
Just for you're Chris Landrum.
But yeah.
I'm not together in any shape or form.
You are more than us, mate. To be fair.
He's got a job. You've got a, like, I am.
I've got a what? What was that? What was the end of that sentence there? You went, you've got a. I've got a what?
You've got, like, you work.
I've got a hat.
You've got sport. You've got a sporadic, and you've got the, like you say, you don't have to pay bills. You don't have to pay anything. Yeah. I'm teetering on the edge.
Yeah, I suppose.
So you are quite enthusiastic about your sort of, like, career prospects, aren't you? As in, like, you do actually do quite a bit.
Yeah, but, well, yeah. I think.
Whereas if I've got a funny idea on it, I'll write it down and then I'll just pass it on to him. Finish the job.
The thing with me is since graduating, I've realised it more and more. There is just nothing I would rather do with my time than creative stuff. Like, I just don't see the point. Like, I don't know. Obviously, I know, I realise, like, that's quite, it's quite an arrogant thing to say, because I think a lot of people would rather do stuff where they get to create stuff all day. But it's like, I can't see myself going in doing a 9-to-5 every, it doesn't work for me. I don't know what it is. And I think there are some people like that, and I think I'm sitting there going, there's literally nothing I would rather do than sit in a room all day, come up with ideas and kind of write stuff and make content. Like, that is literally all I want to do with my time.
That's probably the favourite part. Like, sure, I like being on the stage, but, like, being in a group of creatives working on something. It's like having everything firing off and then having a good day in the office, in a theatre.
Yeah, a good day. However, if there's anything devising taught me, good days are hard to come by.
We could have
done that in less than a week.
Well, you have differences with people, that's the thing. But I think, you know, it's just something about it which is just so much fun. Like, there's nothing better than kind of just being able to sit in a room and come up with something. And at the end of it, like, for me, with plays, the best bit is the rehearsal. I can take a leave the production. The rehearsal is, for me, always the most fun. by a mile. Like, I get, like, after two or three performances, I'm kind of fed up with the show. But in rehearsals...
I'm the same.
I did a comedy show recently. Well, not recently, a couple of months back. I'm still riding that wave.
Well, that's the trick with an actor. Everything, the last thing you do is always the recent thing. Because you always say it was a couple of days ago.
I think you said it in the last podcast, but it annoyed me when I had to get rid of recent graduate.
Yeah,
That's cool. I was helping one of my mates get an agent, and I was like, can I still put it? It's like, it's been within that year time period.
Yeah.
Until those graduates have done it, you're fine.
That's it, the next generation.
Until they've got their little paper scroll in their hand, you are still the recent graduate of the year. You can, like, it took a while for me to get an agent. It took me 8 months after graduating.
It took me a while as well, yeah.
To get to somewhere. And from them, I was like, can I still put because obviously these agents, they know when everyone graduates.
Yeah.
May, so like, can I still put recent graduate? Like,
No.
Like,
you're old.
Yeah, I'm old.
Well, I think we talked about some good stuff. We talked about some interesting stuff today. We did. Talked about diversity, even though you got bored and don't want to talk about good shoes.
Oh, diversity bores me though. Not the dance group, they're great.
Alright then, I think we're done for the day.
That's
right?
It. Yeah. I'm happy.
I think it was quite good on that one. I think we did quite well.
Yeah. I mean it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean it was following on from another one, so you know we're pretty.
I think I was the special guest in that one, as it was just kind of YouTube.
It was, yeah.
Chatting about your YouTube.
I mean, take advantage of me while I'm here.
Yeah, to be fair, mate, you know.
I mean, you're here every week.
To be fair as well, you talked about football for quite a long while. I don't know if it was this one or last one.
Yeah.
Depends how we cut it. But you talked about football transfer windows for bloody 20 minutes while I sat in silence and drank tea.
I mean, we didn't even get onto the Thomas Lamar Arsenal situation.
Yeah, I mean, there are more chances than Kendrick Lamar.
that completely went over my head. That's just... but yeah, thank
girls.
Okay. But thank you very much for coming on the podcast, Chris. Hopefully you've enjoyed this experience.
I mean, I've loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to do it again.
You are the first and probably only guest after him. You know how we treat you on this podcast.
Yeah.
I think this person who does vlogs who might never ever want to come on. But to offer.
I'll invite them all on. Yeah. I'm happy to have everyone on. You know. There's only so much rubbish we can talk about. You know, eventually we will have to get other people involved. But thank you very much for listening. Hopefully you've enjoyed this episode of Unprofessional. Callum, how can they keep track of us?
Twitter at Unprofessional. Sorry, Twitter at Unpro_podcast.
There we go, get it right, mate. You've only got one job.
Yeah,
I do everything, you just have to look after the Twitter, mate. So, you know, come on. We don't have Facebook, do we?
It's shit,
isn't it? Yeah.
No one follows a Facebook group.
No one follows it,
It's all about Twitter.
It's all about Twitter. Right, so yeah, thank you very much. And we'll see you for the next one. Cheers.
See you later.
Bye.